I'm Simon Walden, and welcome to the latest podcast from FilmPhotoAcademy.com. Today I want to talk about creativity and keeping your creative juices going. And I'm going to be talking about oblique strategies. Oblique strategies was a set of cards generated by the musician Brian Eno. And the idea was whenever you were kind of stuck for an idea or your project wasn't quite going right, you turn over one of these cards and there would be some really kind of esoteric phrase like, think of blueness within the red. And this is supposed to inspire your creativity. Now, I have to say, I struggle with most of those because I could never understand what the hell they meant. And that was part of the idea, actually, from Eno's perspective, was that actually the process of thinking through what the hell did that mean was a way of helping you with your creativity. Well, I'm going to give you some more kind of literal ways of doing this. I think creativity is something that you can genuinely, you know, you can work on, you can improve your creativity. It's like a muscle that you exercise it and it gets better, it gets stronger. You know, I think there's lots of things that we can do to help us with our creativity. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of ways of, when you're stuck in a rut, some things that you can do to just lift yourself out of that rut. Or, if you're kind of bumming along well, some things you can try to take your inspiration and creativity a step further. So, number one, shoot the opposite. Whatever it is that you've just been doing, stop, just think, what would be the complete reverse of what I've just done? You've been shooting glamour portraits. Maybe the reverse is shooting ugly portraits, or maybe the reverse is shooting still life. Shoot a colour. Choose a colour. Don't choose something kind of simple and straightforward like red. Choose something like burnt sienna or something more obscure. And think about what that colour might mean. Does it mean a colour tone across the image and an overall feel in the image? Or does it mean something that that colour evokes? How about shooting a word? Open a dictionary and just have a scan through for a nice kind of symbolic word. How about, I don't know, genealogy? How about spectacles? How about window? Just use that word as a theme and write down 10, 20, 50 different ways of shooting that theme. How about shooting broken frame? Broken frame is where compositionally your key subject is not entirely enclosed within the image. So again, let's say you're taking a portrait, maybe it only shows half their face because half their face is actually out of frame. There's lots of different ways you can do that. Compositionally, it's quite a striking thing to do because we like to see things entirely within a frame, so it gives a strong dynamic to an image. How about picking your favourite or maybe your least favourite Photoshop filter? Rather than just applying it to pictures you've already got, go out and take some images with the views that they're specifically going to be processed through that filter. How about creating a scene from a movie? It may not be, you know, not necessarily talking about recreating a particular scene from your favourite movie, but how about a movie that you invent in your head, or how about the scene that isn't shown in the movie just after something's happened or something like that. So create something that looks like a movie still. If you want a tougher challenge, how about turn on your radio when this podcast is finished, listen to the next song and make a photograph about whatever that song is, whether you like it or hate it. Use that as a starting point for your photo. How about your first car? Maybe the name or the colour or where you went in it or where you bought it, or how about your best holiday? I'm not suggesting that you go out to wherever your holiday destination was all over again, but what was it about that holiday that makes it so good in your memory, and could you create an image that invokes that again? How about the thing that you hate shooting? How about the thing that you tried and just cannot get on with, or where you've had to make this particular photograph and it's never worked, or you just dislike the whole process, go out and make yourself do that. But here's a trick that I use. When I'm faced with shooting something that I don't quite have a feel for, I think, well, you know, basically I'm a portrait photographer. How would I shoot this piece of industrial steelwork or whatever it is as a portrait? And that sometimes helps me get over those blocks and gives me a bit of enthusiasm about doing it. How about turning things upside down or sideways? Shooting from different angles. I saw recently some panorama shots, but instead of doing the usual panning horizontally across the horizon, they were panning vertically. So these pans would start down near their feet, go up round the sky and back down to their feet again. And they were really interesting. You need to find the right kind of locations for that, which is also a challenge in itself. One of the ones they got was shooting between two skyscrapers, but they'd done some in a dome-shaped thing, and you could do some indoors. Really interesting, a different way of looking at your world as well. And how about kill your babies? This rather unpleasant phrase, but invented by a photography lecturer out in Holland called Emil Schilt, and it was back in the days of negatives. The thing was that you take your negative and you'd stomp it on the floor and you'd scratch it and you'd cut it and you'd scruff it up and you'd do almost anything to it, and it was your negative, so it was genuinely your baby, but that thing would create some kind of new image. Now, digitally, that's much harder to do, but there, you know, apply your creativity. How would you do that same thing now with a digital image? So anyway, there's 15 things you can go and do to keep your inspiration and your creativity and your imagination going. How about as your next topic, and the first thing that you have to do as part of your inspiration is write down 10 more things that you could do to keep your creativity going. If, however, you still get stuck, and here comes the advert, don't forget to drop by filmphotoacademy.com. The DVDs that we have there are full of great ideas. They are built to be as inspirational as they are educational. They are about creativity. That's why one's called Creative Glamour. The next one's called Creative Nudes, as well as the Fine Art Nudes and New Glamour books. They're about exploring new ways of doing things. We try and keep all of the stuff technically simple so you can reproduce it in any studio, even in your front room. But it's the ideas. As has been famously said, it's the equipment behind the camera, that's you, the equipment behind the camera that takes the picture, not the technical stuff in front. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Look forward to seeing you at the website, filmphotoacademy.com. Thank you.